Then we separated, Ian to Morelia, Mexico, and Pam to Northern Ireland. Ian was on a round-the-world trip that didn't include Europe, which apparently is almost unprecedented. He gave his talk in an atmospheric old library in Morelia and departed early the next morning for Africa. This was the itinerary from hell. Morelia, Houston, Washington, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Windhoek, Namibia. Though he did break the journey with a most enjoyable evening in Cape Town with old friends. Windhoek is high, 1,700 metres, which gives it a hot, dry, pleasant climate. He was met by a university driver who regaled him with the great African success story of Robert Mugabe, how he had wrested Zimbabwe's ancestral land back from the whites who stole it and returned it to the people. It was interesting, and a trifle scary, to hear this great despot being hailed as a hero. That afternoon, on a drive in the veldt, Ian saw in the wild a giraffe, baboons, wildy beast, hearty beast, ostriches, springboks, warthogs, guinea fowl, plus a dead kudu. Oh, and bloody great ants as well. He spent 6 days in Windhoek, giving a greenstone course at the university. It's a German-built town, unnaturally clean and tidy, and far too nice-looking to seem African, except that his hotel loo didn't work properly. In fact, it's possibly the most boring place in the known universe. But on Ian's course were participants from Malawi, Lesotho, and Zimbabwe. Imagine strolling around a supermarket with a Zimbabwean who is filming the fruit and vegetable bins with his movie camera to show the folks back home. An unwelcome surprise awaited Ian on his return. At Auckland Airport, when extracting his hiking boots for the standard New Zealand defumigation, he saw that his luggage had been rifled, and a laptop, camera with all the Africa pictures, and brand new iPhone, irreplaceable in New Zealand, stolen. The route had involved a 7-hour layover at Johannesburg Airport. Ample time to scan luggage, spot valuables, and break in. Airline insurance does not cover electronic goods. The only item they could replace was the broken lock, which the thieves had thoughtfully returned to his bag. Soon he was off again, this time for Omaha, Nebraska. Never been there? Don't bother. It's most famous for the invention of A, the bobby pin, and B, Gerald Ford. You know, most small Midwestern American cities have extravagantly wide streets and buildings that exude money. Omaha is a huge banking center. But appallingly dissolute homeless people lurk in dark corners of city parks, and the few souls that haunt the deserted center at night have a threatening aspect that's almost reminiscent of the heady dangers of Africa. Then to Chicago, staying with friends in the university area. What a different ambience, just for the night, including a Halloween party where some were dressed as George Bush, our planet's spookiest ghoul. On to Oakville, Canada, near Toronto, for a lovely and relaxing weekend reunion with my dear departed godfather's family. Thanks, Pippa. These people are responsible for initiating and nurturing a young Irish boy's connections with Canada all those years ago. From there to Graz, Austria, for another invited talk, preceded by a day hike in the mountains in gorgeous autumnal weather, clear sunny skies. And he saw a family of ibex. Then, all too quickly, home, without time even for Topfenstrudel mit Schlagobers.